Hey, speaking of community, come up here, Luke Beal, if you would. We are continuing on week four of teaching through the prophetic, and I wanted Luke to share his heart on what is the Lord has done through him and through a small group setting on being specifically the natural, supernatural, the supernatural, natural in the gift of the prophetic and how that could be normal. And I have no idea what he's going to say, but it's going to be real good.
Right? Yeah. I don't either, and it's going to be real good. So there are so many things that we can talk about in the prophetic and in the spiritual walk and how that happens in community. I was just thinking as Drew was talking, the whole humbling yourself. And I think that scripture says, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, right? Eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. But so much of the time, those that move in the prophetic are kind of isolated and they don't have relationship. And I was thinking of this, humbling yourself and eagerly desiring the prophetic, but also honoring the other gifts and being a community, right? Where the prophetic is released in relationship, and it's a powerful thing, right? So prophecy is, it can be foretelling the future, but so much of the time, biblical prophecy is just releasing what God's heart is, either for an individual or a community at that specific time, right? It's hearing what he's saying. And so we're, the old has passed, the new has come. We're new creations, right? So we have a spiritual personality or a spiritual identity that is not the flesh, and sometimes those two battle one another. But what I truly believe is when we are sensitive, when we spend time with the Lord, then we're going to know what he's saying. I was thinking of the analogy, has anybody ever played sports on a team? Does anybody like sports on a team? Yeah. So I was just thinking of that, like on the basketball court, at a timeout or at a free throw or whatever, the coach could call me over and say, hey, I want you to relay this to the team. We go out there and we huddle, and I'm like, hey, on defense, they're killing us. Jonathan, they're trying to ISO on you. And so we need to drop back and play a little team defense, right? A little zone. And on offense, we need to throw it in deep to Paulser. And you know, like, your shooting percentage has not been so great the last couple weeks, but you're more powerful than they are down low with the Lord. You know what I mean? So you need to take it, and this is what we got to do. And our coach just told us that, but the reason I know that is because I went over, I drew near to him, right? I drew near to him, and I listened to what he said. So here's the deal. Like, you've got to be close to the Lord, have his very heart in general and in specific. That's the only way we're going to have that. And it's not for our own individual glory. It's for the team name, right? It's for the team name. It's the body of Christ, and it's the Christ glory. That's what prophecy is about. It's about encouraging us, moving us forward as individuals and specifically as a group. And so we're talking about a prophetic people, a prophetic community. And what does that look like? That looks like relationship and us moving together, pulling in the same direction, right? And so I think that in this setting, we can do that. In prayer and worship, we can do that. And in house churches, where we have a smaller group and people are able to step out and do that in practice, I think that it's a powerful thing. I just think of prophecy. It says that it's a powerful gift. We're supposed to eagerly desire it, right? But sometimes we put it in a box. Like, we got this great Christmas gift and it's been sitting over there in the corner for like years, right? People are like, hey, what do you got wrapped up over there? And it's like, that is like the best gift. Like, I eagerly desired it. It's from the Lord. It's prophecy. They're like, why are you keeping it in a box? Right? Like, why are you keeping it in the box? Why are you afraid? No, it's like, no, I'm not afraid. My Father is so good. He gives good gifts. I trust him. If you trust him, then why is it in the box? You know what I mean? So I think that we got to pull that out of the box. We have to trust him. We know in part, we prophesy in part, but we're in a community, we're in relationship, and it's not for our own glory, it's for the Lord's glory. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen.